A brand new Samsung Note 9 is expected to be released on August 9th, and it's going to be, from what we've read, could be the biggest phone ever at 6.4 inches. It's the last gasp for Samsung, according to Korean media, which Samsung may just discontinue the line altogether if the sales are not what they hope they will be. I'm sitting here with Michelle Malte. She is the new consumer editor for USA Today, and she owns a Note 8. She's got a list, a wish list of new features she would like to see. Welcome back.
Hello.
To Talking Tech.
Thank you. Thank you. Very glad to be back, especially talking phones.
Okay, so tell everybody about what you'd like to see, and then after you do that, you'll tell people why you like the Note. You chose a Note over the smaller Galaxy phone.
Well, I've got a list of do's and don'ts. So the first do is do make an unbreakable screen. The screen is a little bit more fragile than I had expected, and it scratches very easily. So I'm looking for something that is more durable. Definitely longer battery life. Right now I can't make it through the day with my phone without charging. That is unacceptable. I've got tech envy. Feature jealousy. I want to see a portrait mode, a studio mode for the cameras.
Like
the iPhone. And this is functional more than anything, but an actual physical silent switch. So to be able to switch your phone to silent mode without having to touch the screen and tap the icon. The don'ts, oh, please don't add a notch. And don't drop the headphone jack. And lastly, we can retire Bixby.
Every year, the new phones come out, and they talk about all the great features. And I have been pretty consistent for 3 or 4 years. Forget about all the new features, because there's only two that anybody cares about.
Okay.
And you got it, which was the unbreakable screen and nonstop battery.
Yes.
That's it.
Give me those, and I'll be happy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you, I hope you don't envy me too much, but I've got the iPhone 8 Plus, and I make it all the way through the day without charging.
Jefferson, you're killing me here, man.
Yeah, all the way. Tell everybody why you chose the Note over the S6, 7, 8, 9 line.
Well, I wanted to go big. You know, I like the screen size. It fits nicely in my hand. It does more of what I want it to do. I wanted something that wasn't just a phone. I wanted to feel like I could actually do something with it other than squint and tap.
And there's a stylus, so do you write on it?
No. That I use for my child. I really wish I had more use for it because it becomes problematic when it accidentally pops out. But no, I haven't really found a use for it. I'd love to.
If the leaks are correct, the new Note will be 900-ish, and it will have a longer-lasting battery, bigger screen, slightly bigger screen, a better camera, yada, 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 better performance, all that. Okay, you heard it here. Thursday, August 9th, Samsung will have a splashy press conference in Brooklyn to show off the new Note. It kicks off the smartphone wars. Smartphone season. We have another event. We're thinking it's the first week of September. 3 new iPhones, and then Google will have something in the beginning of October. So here we go, folks. Stick with USA Today for the latest. You've been listening to Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham, and Michelle is
at M Malte, LA.
Thanks again for listening. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening.